Well, the Super Bowl comes this Sunday, and for many viewers, the real action doesn't begin until the first commercial break. Super Bowl advertisers are paying an average of $2.4 million for each 30-second spot, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Lincoln Mercury hoped to make a splash in this year's Super Bowl. The Ford division hasn't advertised on the big game for a decade. But with a new luxury pickup truck coming out, Lincoln thought the time was right. So the company bought 30 seconds during the game's second quarter and commissioned a brand new commercial that shows a clergyman lusting after the truck as a singer croons the Billie Holiday song, Guilty.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you dear like I do.
Oh, sorry.
Lincoln abruptly pulled the ad after a group of victims of clergy abuse complained. It was sickening and insulting. Lincoln spokeswoman Sarah Tachio calls it an unfortunate misunderstanding.
We really don't agree with the reaction or analysis that the group had to our ad. However, in the end, what's important to us is to make sure that as we launch our brand new Lincoln Mark LT pickup truck, that the focus is on the truck and not on any kind of controversy.
The notoriety of the Lincoln spot, even before it aired, shows just how much attention Super Bowl commercials can command. Not only does the game attract a huge audience of 90 million or so, but many of those people actually watch the commercials more closely than the game itself. Some Super Bowl ads are so creative that a New York Times Magazine writer said it's easy to forget the ostensible reason for the spots, the mere products. That's exactly the problem, says consultant Mark Stevens, author of the book Your Marketing Sucks.
You can't take your eye off the ball on revenue generation. And it's easy to do that because you can get in the entertainment game. I love watching the commercials. They're great fun to watch. Somebody wants to entertain me, and if I don't buy anything, great. But that's not what the shareholders want.
There are actually post-game polls that rank commercials' entertainment value. But Steven says even a popular ad isn't much good to a company if it doesn't increase sales. Just ask the sock puppet from Pets.com. Last year, when the New England Patriots beat the Carolina Panthers, Boston-based Gillette ran a new commercial called The Feeling of Gillette. The Patriots are back in the game this year, but Gillette is not. Spokesman Eric Krause explains.
We traditionally use the Super Bowl as a vehicle to advertise either a major new product or a major new marketing campaign. And this year we have neither in this time frame.
Krause adds the company is still proud of its hometown team, which plays in Gillette Stadium. The online job site Monster.com is also skipping this year's game after running ads in the last six Super Bowls. Company founder Jeff Taylor says Monster's first commercial in 1999 marked a turning point for the business and sparked a six-fold increase in traffic on its website.
I think that when I grow up, I want to file all day. I want to have a brown nose. I want to be a yes man. It was the beginning of introducing this spot, which over the course of the next 6 months became one of the most popular spots in 1999.
But as the company itself has grown up, its advertising needs have changed. Taylor says by now, most consumers know the name Monster, so the company is devoting more of its sizable marketing budget to running frequent local ads on the radio. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Broadcasting without any expensive commercials, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.